Okay, we're here at the Edinburgh Fringe at Fringe Central, and I'm seeing lots of tables being laid out because this is an event where fringe festivals from around the UK and around the world lay out their stall and invite you to their fringe. And we're talking to...
Lelia Greci.
Now, Lelia, you're from Wandsworth Arts Fringe, yeah?
Indeed.
Yeah, now tell us how that was born.
So the Wandsworth Arts Fringe came out of the Wandsworth Arts Festival, which then spanned into something called the Shimmy, which was mainly outdoor. With the Shimmy and the Wandsworth Arts Festival was created a Fringe. Now, the Wandsworth Arts Festival disappeared and the Shimmy evolved into the Fringe so that it remained outdoor but also became indoor. And we will be celebrating our 10th anniversary next year.
And that's happened before in festivals where there's been a main festival, a Fringe has formed, and then actually the bigger festivals gone away. So the Arts Fringe has grown, hasn't it? But it hasn't grown crazily.
No, it's still fairly small compared to its territory. It's about 200 events, but it has grown massively. Last year grew by about 35%. So it's a growing fringe, but it's a fringe that very much values its kind of creative community spirit.
Now give me an idea of what part of London that covers and what kind of venues there are.
So this covers the whole of Wandsworth. Wandsworth is in South London, and it covers Battersea, Putney, Tooting, Southfield, and the fifth one.
That's okay. So yeah, but that's growing as well. That's why we're struggling to say. But it's a fringe beyond just where it began. And so if you want to come to Wandsworth Arts Fringe, you don't only have to live in that area, do you? You can bring a show from further afield.
No, of course. Artists from the whole of England come and take part. Some international artists as well. Last year we had some Ethiopian artists and some French artists, some Belgium artists. So artists come from all over the world. And the main thing is that it needs, you know, we want people of Wandsworth to enjoy it and people from further afield in London.
So if somebody does want to apply, what's that process?
So it's an open access festival, so registration's open in September. We also offer some bursaries for artists as part of the Wandsworth Grant Fund, so they're WAF grants, and this process starts in late October, early November. Yeah. So artists can apply from all around the world. They don't need to be Wandsworth-based. They just need to be willing to explore and experiment with new ideas, reach out to new audiences, and take risks.
And we were laughing as we were trying to come up with all the places it covers. But there must be a limit. You know, in the end, you could become London Fringe, but, you know, there are other fringes nearby. Is there going to be a limit where it's big enough?
Yes, of course. The limits are the boundaries of the Borough of Wandsworth, the London Borough of Wandsworth. And also the fact that it's so spread out onto territory does not come without its challenges.
But we're talking about smaller venues, bigger venues, outdoor venues if you want to do street theatre. There's no limit really, is there, within Wandsworth itself?
No, there isn't. There are a few established theatre venues, of course, like Tara Arts and Theatre 503 and the Battersea Arts Centre. But there are also some wonderful pop-up venues like the Fragility Takeover in Putney. Last year we had a huge circus tent.
Yeah. And Fragility Takeover was a big part of Wandsworth Arts Fringe last year, wasn't it?
Very much so, very much so. They put up about about 70 shows last year.
If you were a theatre company, we're up here at the Edinburgh Fringe and thinking we've had a good fringe here, what would be the reason to come to Wandsworth Arts Fringe?
The fact that it's in London is very convenient to many artists. There's also the fact that there's a wonderful support offered to the artists. So we have a series of networking events and talks by people specialists in their fields. Our producer, Cass Mathos, is also extremely helpful to the artists, help them find the right venue. We help them try and identify pots of funding. We help them with their funding application. And the audiences are very eager and very curious and very supportive of the whole process.
So a small compared to Edinburgh, but growing fringe in the London area, an ideal place if you've come here to Edinburgh Fringe and think, well, we'd like to put our attention to London. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Paul.